certainly is. Time for grab bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Patriots training camp rolls on. Day, I guess, six practice in the books. A hot one, steamy one. Back-to-back padded practices for the Patriots. We'll be back tomorrow as well. And then next week, the Commanders come to town. A week from tomorrow, it's going to be Jaden Daniels out on this practice field.
I should know this. We get 1 or 2 days of joint practices.
I think it might only be
one. Is it just the one? The way Curran was talking, it sounded like just the one. We're only going to be here that Wednesday,
right.
but I don't know what they're doing on Thursday going into the game on Friday.
Yeah, game's on Friday.
Maybe it's just the one.
I can double check, but I believe it's just the one. But looking forward to that very much. Tomorrow also supposed to be hot, so if you plan on coming down, fewer people came today than the previous ones.
Oh, it was thin.
Well, I get it. And tomorrow, I think Thursday's actually supposed to be a lot more tolerable. I think it's supposed to be like the high 70s,
ooh,
which is going to feel like a cool fall day.
Be glorious.
Looking forward to that. But tonight, Red Sox looked to bounce back from their loss last night. It felt like extra innings, but it wasn't. That's because there was a 90-minute rain delay in the middle of the ninth inning. So if you stayed up for it, you saw my guy Jordan Hicks, who's now no longer my guy.
You're out.
I'm out now on Jordan Hicks.
Yeah.
It was a good run, a couple games. And now I'm out. So they lose to the Twins. They're now 1-3 against the Twins. They face the Twins tonight. Lucas Giolito will be on the mound for the Sox. Opposite undecided for the Twins. It's a 7:40 first pitch, 6:40 pregame right here on WEEI. The Red Sox are moneyline favorites, -125.
Giolito's going to need to turn it around, Keith.
I'm just pulling up his last couple of stuff.
So it starts in the second half.
Yeah.
Went 4-1 loss against the Cubs, 5 1/3, 4 runs, all earned, home run in that one. He dropped a 6-2 on the year. Then last one, a no decision because the Red Sox won an 11 against the Phillies. He went 4 innings, 5 runs, all earned, 4 homers. ERA has gone from the low threes up to 3.97.
Yikes.
So I would encourage Breslow to do something quick, but I would also encourage Giolito to bounce back after these last two,
also,
which have been ugly.
If he has a good first inning, I'll feel better about it. I feel like the first innings have got him.
Get through that first.
Get through that first scoreless, which, again, you look at the Twins lineup, you should be able to.
The Twins
do not offer a lot of sticks. That's a bad lineup. And who knows who's even pitching for him. It won't be Joe Ryan, right? Aren't they undecided tonight and tomorrow afternoon?
Ryan is not. When
he's
I checked yesterday,
undecided.
Ryan wasn't scheduled in either of these two games. I don't think they're going to get
Ryan
in.
Well, we're sneaking up on the trade deadline, so maybe they're holding them out just in case they get blown away by an offer. But Sox Twins tonight here on WEEI.
Grab a bag, and another grab bag, grab a bag.
You know, that was another movie that had a real long layoff for another sequel. Now, they had already had three somewhat close together, and then a long layoff last year. Axel F.
So you're saying, I'm sorry,
Beverly Hills Cop.
When they took a long, but I meant 1 to 2. I thought those were pretty close.
No, I'm saying they had like three, and they were good, and then the long layoff, and anyway, that came back, and it was fine. I hate to do this once again, Jones. We've had way too many celebrity deaths to report during Grab Bag, whether it was Malcolm Jamal Warner or Ozzy Osbourne or Hulk Hogan. The latest, a sports passing, as Hall of Famer Ryne Sandberg, at the age of 65, he had been battling cancer. He was the 1984 MVP with the Chicago Cubs, a 10-time All-Star, a 9-time Gold Glover, a home run derby champ, 7-time silver slugger. And growing up, because definitely, you know, he was really, really good in the 80s, and then he continued to be good in the 90s. But growing up, he was one of those guys that was, he was very synonymous with the Cubs.
Yeah,
for our generation, you were like, that is a guy that the team wasn't very good, but he was great. And it was like Roberto Alomar and Ryne Sandberg were the two guys that you kind of held up as like, that's a second baseman.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody else failed in comparison to them. But, yeah, sad news out of the sports world here yesterday.
It's fun. I didn't quite realize the dominance of Ryne Sandberg. I mean, I remember him very well from our childhood.
Yeah.
But I guess I didn't remember quite the dominance of the player
teams,
that he was.
That's why. Not his fault, but like a lot of terrible teams.
But you just went through all the accolades. Something else I didn't realize. You mentioned he's synonymous with the Cubs. He actually didn't start his career with the Cubs. He started his career as a shortstop with the Phillies. He was traded in 82 for Larry Boa. I'm sorry. Traded
with Larry Boa.
My mistake.
Yeah.
to the Chicago Cubs.
And
so,
Ivan De Jesus.
Good get.
Yeah.
Good get there.
They'd like to have that one back.
By the Phillies.
They could have kept Sandberg.
But so I didn't realize that until I was just reading up on him. But no, sad news. And like you said, somebody very synonymous with that organization.
I remember him as one of the first athletes I remember seeing on the cover of a video game.
So I was just going to say.
Yeah.
So he was on the cover of Bases Loaded 3.
Is that what it was?
I believe for Nintendo.
I feel like I had like a handheld Ryan Sandberg baseball game.
Maybe
I feel like I have one of those.
Tiger games are awesome. But yeah, so 91, like, I mean, sure there were ones before him. But for me, he's one of the first professional athletes I remember seeing on the cover of a video game.
That's pretty crazy. You know, so the Phillies, because they traded him, they missed out on what could have been like 8 years of Ryan Sandberg and Mike Schmidt in their infield.
Would have been nice.
It's insane.
Would have been real nice. And that's, you know, that's
right. They had De Jesus, though.
That's right when they were cash. When did they win the World Series? 83? So that was like right around when they won without him, I guess, after trading him.
True.
But like maybe you won a couple more.
I don't know.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Listening to Jones and Keefe sure does help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody grabs your bag. And they always grab your bag. You want to be where you can see. Your troubles are all a drag. You want to go where everybody grabs your bag.
My mistake, by the way. Phillies won in 80. They lost the World Series in 83.
Oh, so if they had Sandberg, they'd probably win another World Series.
Could have looked a lot different.
Good point.
Yeah.
Jones, I don't know if you got your latest Men's Health magazine.
Oh, well.
I know you're a subscriber.
It has not arrived in the mail yet, but I know where you're going with this. Yeah.
Luka Doncic on the cover. Some refer to him as Huka Doncic.
Mm.
Not so fast.
No.
Guy's in shape. I don't know what he's doing.
Summer shred.
He is shredded.
Yeah.
He looks like he is going to put in some work this year. I would go ahead and say MVP. He's going to be the MVP of the year next year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The guy
really?
Looks like $1 million. Mm. I don't know what his secret is. Maybe just like two less beers a night, but he looks amazing now.
Airbrushed.
Could be.
Could be AI. I'm going Will Clark on this. Airbrush AI.
You think it was AI?
That is not Luka. That didn't even look like Luka Doncic.
I know.
That's not Luka Doncic.
He's mad at the Mavericks.
That's not him.
He has somebody to do this versus. He is going to be super motivated, and he's going to be an incredible player next year.
Okay.
Steph and Steph, history and Steph and Steph, people, someone's name, history and sports. Big disaster, someone's name, Steph and Steph and Steph and Steph, history, someone's name, something I don't know. Famous guy, movie star, don't know who these people are. Stuff and history, yelling really loud at me.
We didn't start the grab bag.
You know what occurred to me?
What's that?
You think Curran is even aware of the... I was like...
No.
I sang going into break. He looked caught off guard by that.
A little strange.
We should have Curran stick around for grab bag just to hear
grab bag's next with Curran.
Hear the stupidity.
It's like, what are all these? Yeah. The Indianapolis Colts have signed left tackle Bernhard Raimann to a 4-year deal worth $100 million.
Yeah, I mean, stupid question.
Locked him up.
Is he even good?
Bernhard Raimann? Bernhard Raimann, who was a tight end at Central Michigan.
Yeah, I mean.
But apparently put on all the weight that Luka lost. Now he can play left tackle. I have no idea.
Me either.
He was a third round pick in 2022, but I saw $100 million. I was like, oh.
I read Pro Football Focus.
Yeah.
He graded out very well against the pass. But
yeah,
to me, I was like, well, how do you even know with Anthony Richardson? Like, I feel like he's probably not even that good. This is probably just this is going along to get along. You have a halfway decent tackle. You got to pay him. This is probably the going rate. That's my guess.
Server Anakin! I have the
grab bag.
You underestimate my
grab bag.
Don't try it.
Well, very exciting news, Jones. There's a lot of discussion following Happy Gilmore 2 about what other potential sequels, long-awaited sequels, could there be.
Where'd that slot in on the Sandler tiers? Sneaky, I think. Yeah, right in the middle of
you
the Sandler tiers.
You can check those out. Those are up at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. We tiered almost the full filmography of that.
I'd say pretty,
pretty much the entire IMDb
page. Yeah.
So you can check that out there. Gremlins 3 reportedly has a script waiting to be approved by Steven Spielberg. And according to a source, Warner Brothers, quote, is incredibly interested in making the film. So we could finally get a Gremlins 3. Many thought they killed it off with the Gremlins 2, the new batch.
You've been lusting for that?
I have. I do love Gremlins. They did like a side animated series about Mogwais. It wasn't bad. But this I would watch. It's funny. There's a great Key and Peele sketch where they have the pitch table for Gremlins 2, and they're just throwing out these crazy ideas. And then at the very end of the sketch, they're like, these are all in the movie. Like, this is not,
they're not crazy.
Yeah, we didn't make up any of these.
This is actually
all in the
film. That's like when South Park was talking about all the things that they really believe in Scientology, and they're like, these are all...
They put up a warning.
Genuine
like,
things that are really...
This is this
their beliefs, yes.
Correct.
Huh. BB Kate's in it?
She'd have to come out of retirement, I believe, but why not? A lot of actors and actresses come out of retirement, right? And that would be a bit. You got to get Phoebe Cates.
I think if you're coming out of retirement,
yeah,
you do
Gremlins 3.
Gremlins
3.
Great point.
Throwing it out there.
Great
point, Bill. They're not doing a Fast Times remake.
They should. That's another one. They probably check in on these guys 40 years later.
Did they end at one? They never did a sequel?
I don't think Fast Times ever got a reboot or a sequel. I'd watch that.
Sure.
Sure.
No way. That's great.
We landed on the
grab bag.
Are the Red Sox in first place?
No.
Do we need to come up with a new daily question?
We might.
Okay.
How about
let's scrap that one.
Playoffs?
Are they in the playoffs? Are the Red Sox currently in the playoffs?
Do they currently reside in the playoffs?
Yes, they do.
Not by much.
No.
Lucked out with a Rangers loss last night.
They did.
But they do reside
they
in the playoffs.
Yes. Playoff team. Are they a playoff team? Yes.
Yeah.
I want to grab. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. I want to grab bag.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Well, you're going to get it. Rafael Devers for the Giants last night, 0-for-3 at the dish. He did walk twice, struck out once. He's hitting .231. And believe it or not, they lost again. They lost to the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are an atrocious team. They lost 6-5. So the losing continues for the Giants.
The Giants are now one game over .500 on the year. Keith, they acquired Devers. They were 10 games over .500, 41-31.
Yeah.
They were comfortably in a playoff spot. They're now out of the playoffs, 54-53, 13-22 with Devers. The Red Sox, even with last night's loss, still 20-15 without Rafael Devers.
Grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at who the top Major League Baseball performers were from last night. Was it Christian Yelich? 2-for-4, home run, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored.
Ooh, maybe.
Was it Kobe?
Get him in the derby.
Hey, was it Kobe Mayo? 3-for-4, home run, 2 RBI.
Colby?
Was it Cedric Mullins? 2-for-3, 1 home run, 2 RBI.
Kind of a Red Sox killer.
Was it Dylan Dingler? 3-for-4, home run, 2 runs scored.
That's
was
not a real
it
guy.
Andre Pallante? 7 scoreless, 4 Ks.
Uh-huh.
Was it Troy Melton? 7 scoreless, 5 Ks.
Or
was it Framber Valdez?
Oh, I like him.
6 innings, 1 run, 12 Ks.
Yeah.
Was it Yoshinobu Yamamoto? 7, 1 run, 9 Ks.
Wow, oh, that's nice.
Was it Bradley Blaylock? 6 scoreless, 7 Ks.
7!
Give me Dirk Dingler. What was his name?
Yeah, Dylan Dingler.
Yeah. Give me him. Yeah.
3-for-4. Tater Tot scored twice. Guy's having a real nice year.
What do we have, like 15 nominees there?
Yeah, it was a lot.
I think we got a 9.
Well, you want to cover all the bases. It's like Oscar nomination. Yeah, Best picture. Best picture nom.
It was a good night.
Yeah, you rolled through.
A good night in the
good
big.
Night at the dish and on the mound.
Yeah, sure.
As it turns out.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to Nick's spite random player.
He warned us.
He is mad how quickly we have gotten.
He warned us off the air, quote unquote, good luck with today's random ball player. That was in the last break. That's what he said to
us. If you guys do get it quick today, I'm going to be a little upset.
Okay. All right, good to know.
All right, so we have a former Twin who was also a former Red Sox and A. He was a pitcher, threw from the right, would bat from the right only when they were in National League ballparks.
Boof Bonzer.
He got it!
There's no way.
I was about to say, like, Aguilera or something? I don't even know what I was
Aguilera
about to guess.
There's no way you got Boof Bonzer that fast.
What do you mean?
Why not?
What do you mean? No
I
way. You just did it.
I literally just got it.
Yeah. What are you talking about? We got that fast.
How can I possibly cheat?
Got that fast with
Mike Lieberfeld. You do have sunglasses on. We can't see your eyes.
That's true. But I did purposely lean away from the computer. You know
what
I didn't ask Siri or anything.
What do you got? Google lenses over there? What, what do you got going on?
Yeah. These are the eyeglasses. The new eyeglasses.
Boof.
Yeah. You don't like a Boof Bonzer pull?
Boof Bonzer. What a pull.
I mean, he's got a very memorable name.
He's on the all-name team, yeah.
They named him Boof. He's like, hey, you have a kid. You got to come up with the name of the kid. They're like, Boof.
He was a Teen Wolf fan.
Maybe it was.
Yeah, the movie Teen Wolf, the girl that was into Michael J. Fox, her name was Boof.
That was an homage to Boof?
Yeah, I think so. I don't see why not.
Hey, really Captain Boof?
Hey, you taking out Boof?
Boof, yeah.
Interesting. I did not recall that. Boof Bonzo. Alliteration. Pull,
yeah, thank you.
I do think this is the better. It's better when Nick comes up with them, I think, and Keith is guessing. Yes, yeah. Keith is a better, I mean, look.
Nick just probably smashed the keyboard.
Yeah, he's like, forget it. He's not even there anymore. He's just walked out.
Yeah, Jared is now running the show back there. Okay, well, that's the random ball player. That's how you do it, Keith. Each and every day in the grab bag, yes, even live from Patriots training camp, day 6 in the books. I know WEEI Afternoons has thoughts on it. You got Hart. You got Ted. You got Ball. And a TED Talk coming your way at 2 o'clock, and we'll get you the clip du jour on the way next.